Hi everyone, welcome to Mtunuwatu. This is a bi-weekly production where we discuss social justice, religion, humanity and culture. Mtunuwatu is a Swahili proverb that means a person is people. The proverb was used in Africa to remind people the importance of teamwork. Because individually we're weak, but together we're strong. Welcome. Hello and welcome to Mtunuwatu. Today I have a special friend, a really good person that joined us today in our podcast today. And we want to talk about a very special topic and a thought-provoking episode of Mtunuwatu. Today we delve into one of the oldest philosophical debates in human history. Would you agree that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the topic is, are human inherently good or evil? Are human inherently good or evil?
Mm-hmm.
And in this episode, we're going to explore the influence of culture and society on our understanding of morality, the role religion plays in shaping our perception on how these beliefs and impact our interaction with others. So we're just going to dive right into it.
All right.
And so my first question was, and how does culture and society influence our understanding of good and evil? And can this perception change over time?
All right. When you had sent me the questions, I'm like, okay, this one. Because over the years of my living in school, we've had this debate over the years, and my mindset on it, my thoughts on it has changed every single time. But something that stayed consistent throughout the whole thing is that, yes, culture and society does influence your viewpoint on this, or your view, or the understanding of good and evil. Mm-hmm. Because based on how you were born, where you were born and where you grew up, that's going to allow you to know what's good and what's bad. Because in some cultures, they don't eat, I think it's pork, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They don't eat pork. And that's, you can say that that's bad or that's evil that you eat pork. But then in other culture, eating pork is just something regular. It's just, it tastes good. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I think culture definitely does influence your understanding of good and evil.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think certain things that you might consider evil or good in this culture may be just good in another culture. You might say, like you just gave a really good example of pork. You know, if you go especially in the Middle East, mm-hmm. where Islam is huge, you know, you can't eat pork.
Yeah.
And it's not allowed. It's like a pig is evil. A pig is dirty. A pig is, you know.
Yeah.
Then you go to some Asian countries, they eat more pork than any other game. you know, every meal is pork, right?
Yeah.
And so, morality, some of the morality accepted in one culture may be deemed immoral mm-hmm. in other cultures. And that's some that we have to accept, you know, it's not a standard. There's no a standard morality.
Yeah.
The morality varies by where you're from and your culture and all those kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I also think that the religion and spiritual beliefs plays a huge role in what's good and what's bad. Do you think about that?
A big role.
Yeah.
Because even with our faith, Christianity, we have a lot of things that there's a lot of teachings or proverbs or, you know, just things in the Bible that tell us what's good and what's evil.
Yeah.
So we grow up, or we're at church every Sunday, or Bible meetings Mondays, Wednesday, or whatever, and we're getting taught this is good and this is bad. Well, while others in different religions or people that are atheists that don't believe in a religion, they don't read the same texts as us that tell us what's good and what's evil. So, for us, let's say us getting drunk, that's bad.
Yeah.
Right. But others, it's like, oh, we're just out having a good time. You know? So it's just, the religion. Yeah. That's a big role as well.
Yeah. That's very true. You know, there's a lot of like, you know, do's and don'ts mm-hmm. in religion. If you're a religious person, you have to abide by those. It's like, it's almost like a law. Like you have to like, no, if you're Christian, you can't do those kind of things. Yeah. You can't. You know, you're not allowed to do that. Like it's some of the rules that guide people as Christians.
Yeah.
I also think like, you know, sometimes the events in our lives, like, you know, there's a lot of people that, like most of the African friends that we have here in the States, they came here as a refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was like, you know, there was like civil wars in the country where they came from.
Yeah.
And so such events can affect can influence your understanding of good and evil. And in their minds, they feel like most politicians are evil, right? Mm-hmm. Politicians, like, a lot of politicians, like, they so corrupt, they're evil people, they cause people to die, and so their perception of what evil is based on some leadership and some political stuff and some events that happened in their lives. And that's huge for a lot of people, not just in Africa and those countries that have dealt with civil wars, but even here in America, there's events that, you know, like your mom passed, or an accident, or there's like a million things, events that happen in our lives that can make us perceive what is good and evil in a different way.
Yeah, definitely, because through experiences, you can, your experiences build who you are and what you believe.
Yeah.
So if you go through certain experiences, you're going to think that certain things based off your experiences are bad compared to somebody that never even went through that similar experience for them to understand if what's happening is good or bad.
Yeah, I agree with that. And so another question that I wanted us to talk about was, are there any universal moral principles that all humans are inherently good or evil, regardless of their culture or backgrounds? Is there like a universal principle for that?
I think
that's not something that
I think so, because there's certain things in life where, regardless of your religion or your race or whatever your background, your experience, you know that's evil. At least that's what I believe. Because, like, for example, like killing somebody for no reason, or just maybe even killing in general, it's like that's evil. Why would you do that?
Yeah,
that's what I think. There's some. Cause also you have things like what do the United Nations have, like war crimes or something?
Yeah.
So it's like if you do this, even if at times of war that's evil, which is ironic kind of, but it's like they know that those things are bad and shouldn't be done,
mm-hmm.
and it's known universally that that's evil. Okay. So I think there are some things that are universally like this is bad.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree. Even though the culture itself is not universal. Like mm-hmm. if you go to like Middle East, they have their own culture.
Right.
If you come to America, there's like a million culture within the American. Right. There's no like America is like, I don't know about like Europe, but America is very like convoluted. Like that's mm-hmm. what it's called. Is that mm-hmm. what the term? Like there's like all kinds of culture within the same culture.
Yeah, it's like you can say diverse.
Yeah, there's like a diverse culture in America,
yeah.
But the problem is like within that, like there's certain things that we all agree that this is wrong. Like most of our laws in America are passed based on what people believe. That people agree together, that we all agree that killing somebody is a wrong thing,
mm-hmm.
so let's pass death penalty. We all agree that you can't just break into somebody's home like that. Like that, that's how laws are created, based on society agreed on certain things that these are wrong, and we don't want people to be doing this. And if they do it, these are the consequences of for the actions of these people.
Right.
And I think we can also agree that society over time has tried to create universal principles of morality,
mm-hmm.
like all over and over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And a good example would be like that, like everywhere you go, there's the golden rule. Like, you know, remember that yeah. you do unto others.
How you, yeah.
It's not just
others, how you want to be treated.
Yeah. And that one is like everywhere. Like, yeah. like if you go to Africa, if you go to like China, if you go anywhere, people still have that same moral principle that do to others what you would expect them to do to you.
Yeah.
You know? And so, and just that's just one of them. Like, there's all other things like compassion, and, you know, like, for example, you know, like having compassion on other people.
Mm-hmm.
Be compassionate to other people.
Yes.
Those are like things that society has been trying to create, universal, you know, moral principles.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of them, but there's some.
There's some.
That we all agree that this is good. This is good.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, give an example, there's certain things like murdering somebody. We all agree that this is bad.
Yes.
You know, so I believe that there's a universal moral standards or moral principles on morality, but there's not a lot of them. There's like certain things that we all agree that this is wrong, and there's certain things that we all agree that this is bad.
Yes.
Yeah. And also it just depends with the person too. Like, it can go all the way to like individual person.
Mm-hmm.
There's people, like, if you go to prison, they're not remorse for what they did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I've talked to some people, they're like, do you feel bad for like just shooting the person like that? No. That was my op, you know, that my opposition. Like, that's you know, that's how they call it. Like, that was yeah. my, you know, if when you kill somebody that's can kill you, you don't feel bad about it.
Yeah. So
this is so strange, right?
Are they not remorseful because they have a reason, or because they're just like that?
Their reason is that. Like, that was this same person they killed might have killed them.
Okay.
So basically, they're justifying their action based on, you know, if he got me first, he would have killed me. So right. I killed him first.
Okay.
so I don't feel bad about it.
Man.
That's crazy. It's crazy, you know? So how does religious belief shape our perception of human nature and morality? I mean, we talked a little bit about it in the beginning there, yeah. but in general, how does that really shape us?
I think, yeah, going back to how I was talking about how you were saying there's do's and don'ts in the Bible.
Yeah.
When you read scriptures, you can, because in most, I think I would say in almost every single like religious book, it's giving you like a platform or like a template on how to be a good person. I don't really know of any religion that is telling you how to be a bad person, right?
Yeah.
So I think most religions are like showing you this is good, so do this
to be a better person.
Because I think the core of every religion is trying to make you a better person.
Yeah,
that's what I believe. So when it comes to regards of like human nature and like that's those types of tendencies, it makes you a better person because it goes to your like subconscious and like you start doing good things
mm-hmm.
without even like knowing. Like, I'm not doing this good thing to become a better person. It's I did this good thing because I already am a good person, something like that, because you've learned through the religion, I guess.
Yeah, it's so, I sometimes wonder about that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I wanted to talk about that. Like, if you read the Bible in the beginning, you know, the intention of God was for mankind to be happy and to live in the garden of that right. Eden. If you know the Bible, that's best. If you ever read that.
Yeah.
But then God allowed the snake
mm-hmm.
to come
and tempt
them and do evil.
Yeah.
So sometimes I wonder was that intentional for God to allow that, for us as humanity to differentiate that this is good and this is bad, or what was God trying to teach us?
I don't know what was God trying to teach us, because
right.
He could have stopped it from happening, but
yeah.
There seems to have been a reason behind it. What was the reason?
I do ask myself that.
What was the reason? That's a very good question.
You know, people preach about that, like stuff like, you know, that's how sin came into the world, right. And you know, that's what how the relationship between humans and God, you know, fell apart, right? Because mm-hmm. God will come every day and talk to humans, to Adam and Eve every time. But I always ask myself that question: why did he allow it to happen? Maybe. And I think somebody out there is to also ask those type of questions. It's like, mm-hmm. so it's that question is like similar to the one that people ask: if there's a God, why does
he let all this bad stuff happen?
Do people ask those kind of things? Yeah, right?
They do. Maybe it kind of helps you appreciate the good things, because if you didn't know the difference between good and evil, or if there was no evil or bad in the world, I don't think we would really, as humans, we would really like appreciate the good things, because it would just be regular for us, because it's all about like your perspective on things. Like if I grow up, if I'm born into like a rich family, yeah. and everything is handed to me, I never have to work for a day in my life, I never go to school, whatever, I'm thinking like life is great. And it's at a point where somebody, it's my birthday and somebody gives me a gift, and it's a gift that I didn't want, and I'm like, ugh, I don't want this gift. Yeah. I wanted the iPhone 20, not the iPhone 15,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So, but then if I grow up knowing, like, struggling, knowing there's bad things in the world, stuff like that, if somebody gives me a gift, I'm more appreciative. That's what I think.
Yeah. And I think that makes sense. You know, could have been that might be a reason why, you know, sometimes I guess God wanted us to see, to have a perspective.
A perspective, yeah. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
This is good and this is bad. But it's always important to choose good. It's always, maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Maybe it's the whole point of it is having that choice.
So you can, so, but what's a, why?
So you can have the, like,
like, but his idea, his plan in the beginning, from the beginning, was for us to have that good relationship with him, right?
Right.
So he had to create another option for us to see the evil part.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, bring Jesus to reconcile mm-hmm. us back to him again. So, mm-hmm. man, those are some of the questions when I get to heaven, I ask God.
Yeah, you got to have a good... sit down with him.
Yeah, but I feel like in general, like religion try to teach us that that morality it's something that comes from the higher power. It's morality is what God wants us to be, to have. Like good morality is that what comes from the higher power, the God himself, you know. But the problem is like that's just what Christians believe, but what about the other religion?
Right.
You know, because there's like millions of them. Like there's a lot of them, you know. There's people that believe that they don't believe in God, but they believe that you need to, there's certain things that they could do to get to a certain power and morality, in, you know, and be able to, like, consciousness, I guess, mm-hmm. to be able to be conscious of yourself and how you act with, how you interact with other people and to connect with the universe. And that's their religion.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a Christian, when you look at those people, we think they're crazy. Because how can you believe in the universe?
The universe, right? Yeah,
yeah.
But
that's what they have an explanation for it. You know. So I think, as much as religion try to help us understand morality, it's still confusing for a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
And I can see why a lot of people don't want to be involved with any religion because of such confusions, you mm-hmm. know, like there's this religion teaching this religion is teaching this. So how are you going to pick which one you want to believe in?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. and it's so confusing because everybody's like trying to convince you that this is the truth.
The way.
This is the way, this is the truth, you know. And so, but I believe religion can influence how we perceive human behaviors too, like how we perceive other people. So there's something, like we said in the beginning, the way you act, the way you do these things, people be wonder why are you doing that so long?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that, you know. How about in times of crisis? like when people are dealing with crisis, extreme situation, like let's say during COVID, do you think that do people devote themselves in helping one another, or they just choose to be selfish? And if so, why?
Okay, I think I want to give a general answer, but before I give that general answer, I think it depends on the person. Depends on like this, like we said, the situations you've been through. So it depends on how you grew up and what you and you know how you were raised. But I think in general, as a population, people think about themselves first.
Yeah,
I think they think
about, is that like a human nature?
I think it is. It's like, make sure I'm good. I'm good first. Then once I'm good, make sure the people I love or that are close to me are good, and then I'll think about helping others. That's what I. That's how I think humans are.
Would you call that being an evil thing, or it's a good thing?
I think that's good. That's good. You're thinking about yourself before others. I don't know. It's a good one. That's not really that good. Now that I said it out loud, maybe it's not that good. Yeah. But I don't know.
So would you say that based on that, that humans are naturally evil?
I wouldn't say humans are naturally evil.
But why are they just thinking about, like, your neighbor's about to die?
Right. Okay, so give me a specific scenario, like a scenario or situation.
So let's say you know that your neighbor, like, you got, like, maybe a couple gallons, like, 2 gallons of milk.
Right.
For you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
Your neighbor doesn't have anything. They're about to die.
Okay.
And you're like, if I take these 2 gallons, you know, and to my neighbor, what about my family?
What about it?
But the neighbor's children's about to die because they need that milk.
Okay, so
so you just keep it yourself.
The neighbor's entire family is about to die.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Would you share the what you have, or like, no, I'll keep this to myself, even though you know, like, in the next 2 days or so, this milk will go bad anyway. But you choose to just keep it for yourself instead of like, okay, I got two, and in like a day or two, this milk might go bad. We might not be able to drink it all.
Okay.
We can just give the neighbor.
I personally would share it.
Yeah.
I think most people would share it, knowing that it's about to go bad. But if it wasn't about to go bad, I don't think most people would share it. But even if it wasn't about to go bad, I think I would still share it. Because I have 2 gallons, you know, just take one and we'll figure out the rest.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There.
Yeah,
but I think most people would be like, "Nah, the one that y'all got to deal with it yourself." But I think that's just because how society is. If there was no outside influence and like society wasn't the way it was with what we see, like social media and stuff like this, I think there would most people in the world would be willing to share.
Yeah. So I'll ask this question again. So is that, if we go back to our topic, are human inherently good or evil? Based on that, like scenario there, like, a person would prefer to think about himself first before another person.
Right.
Would that be a good, is that a good thing to do, or is that an evil thing to do?
I think that's an evil thing to do.
So would you agree that humans are inherently evil, but they try to be good?
No. My for the entire topic, my answer is humans are inherently good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they're inherently evil. There's something I've been like I don't know when I started thinking about it. I just had this like epiphany or whatever. Yeah. It was like, what's it called? So I was thinking about just society, because how it's been, how it's going and stuff like that. So I was thinking to myself, I was just laying down and I thought, huh, well, maybe we should stop teaching about slavery. And then I
stopped teaching it.
Stop teaching like slavery, okay, segregation.
Yeah.
Like the Holocaust. And I told my sisters and my friends about it. They're like, what? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, look, listen, I think why I think that we should stop teaching about it is because I don't see any benefit it brings. People say, oh, it's going to help you not repeat what just happened. But I think we've gotten to a point that you can't repeat. I think us getting taught about like slavery and like segregation, all the bad things, it doesn't push us in a like positive way, in a forward way. It just it divides us even more, because now I have like a prejudice against what's it called, white people, because of what they did to black people hundreds of years ago. And it's like, you weren't there to do it. You didn't do it. So why am I mad at you? And then the same thing is like, you know what I mean? I don't know if you know what I mean, but
yeah.
So I feel like if you were to stop teaching about that, it would never get to a point where like that type of hatred with like racism and stuff would come back. That's why I think people like are inherently good, because if you don't have these things that are pushing to fuel hate or prejudice towards somebody, you wouldn't have it. That's what I think.
But like, you feel like naturally inside it's all good, there's no evil in there?
I think so.
In humans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Until you're exposed to it. That's what I think.
So you have to... So should we blame God for exposing us to evil so now we know what the evil is? Because before, I believe Adam and Eve didn't know any evil at all,
right?
Until God allowed it to come to them, because and He could have stopped it.
Yeah.
So, since we're exposed to it
from
like the creation story, are we ever gonna be? Are humans ever gonna be good? Or it's always gonna be a mix of good and evil?
It's never going to be just good, no.
Yeah, because, you know, evil, like you said, you just gave a good example about, like, being exposed to it. When you're exposed to it, then you got a second option.
Exactly.
And sometimes doing bad is easier than doing good.
Yeah.
You know? And so it takes a lot of power. It takes a lot of energy to, like, to try to do good.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that, like, even, like, even something happened to somebody on a highway or something. People who see somebody just like, man, they don't stop.
Yeah.
A few people will stop to help, but there's people that are just like, somebody else will do it.
Right.
You know, they just take off. And so sometimes that's why I came up with this, that I wanted to talk about this, because I'm like, why do people always choose evil instead of good if humans are inherently good?
Why do people always choose good instead of evil? If humans are inherently good.
Yeah.
Like you said, because it's easier.
Yeah, it is easier. You know? So another one, this one I wanted to talk about. Like, how does the belief that humans are inherently good or evil affect how people interact with one another in society today?
Mm-hmm.
How does that really affect?
That leads into like prejudice and stuff.
Yeah.
So if I believe people are inherently evil, I'm going to be a selfish person, because I know they're also selfish. So why would I, if I'm driving, why would I let this person pass in front of me if I know that they wouldn't let me, or if I believe they wouldn't let me pass in front of them, right? So yeah, it's like you're assuming, it's an assumption at that point. So same thing, like if I think people are inherently good, I'm gonna be a nicer person because I believe, oh, they're a nice person, let me just be nice back. So
it's almost like a balance.
Yeah.
You try to balance it out.
Basically, yeah. It's like the golden rule, like we were talking about. Yeah. Treat others how you want to be treated. If I know they're gonna treat me bad, I'm not treating them.
So basically, we go back to what's like I was saying. Like society has been trying to make all this, you know, to make a universal morality,
right?
But is that really helping people to be good people, or is just like not really helping? Mm. Even that the statement that do. Is that even a good statement? Like, do others as you would want them to do to you?
Is that
a really good statement? If that's how it works, like,
I mean,
if they're doing good to me, I'm gonna reciprocate.
Right.
The same things.
Right.
But if they're good to me, I'm gonna reciprocate the good to them.
Right.
So is that really like making any change in anything?
I think. Good idea, but the execution of it is like not that good, because then you'll start seeing people that are just, it's like it's fake good. They're not doing it because they actually want to. It's because I don't know how to explain it. It's like I'm not actually being nice to you because I'm being nice to you. I'm being nice to you because you're being nice to me. So I don't know if that makes sense.
But that's not really authentic. That's not really like a genuine thing.
Yes,
it's not a genuine goodness.
Yeah, exactly. It starts becoming fake.
Yeah.
What is it? Unafiki or whatever.
Yes. You're just faking it to look good in the eyes of other people.
Exactly.
You know, and I don't think that's right, though. If it's you're not good, just be good.
Yeah.
You know? You don't need to like fake it or something.
Yeah.
You know? But I also believe that, you know, like the belief that humans are good or bad, it's not universal. Like everybody's belief is all different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we're talking right now. You say it 100%, you think naturally humans are good people, but if you're exposed to evil, then you have that option to be evil.
Yeah.
You know? But people believe about human nature are not uniform, you know? Like how people... humans supposed to interact. There's places that people actually are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see a lot of that around us in this environment we live in.
Nope.
And so it's hard to be good, even though you want to be good. Yeah. You know?
Very hard.
Yeah, every time you're like you run around some people, I'm like, why am I trying to be good to a person act like this, you know? So is it possible for humans to change their inherent nature over time?
Yes.
And if so, what can help bring that change?
Experiences, teachings.
Yeah.
Like religion as well, even though, you know, it's also confusing.
Yeah.
I think over time, people can definitely change what they think is good and what they think is bad. Because, like you said, there's different cultures around the world. So if I'm born in America and then I grow up knowing this culture, then I go to different culture, lived there for maybe a couple years, I start realizing, oh, maybe this is actually better than what I thought
was better.
Was good.
Yeah. Do you think, I'm going to go back to education. You said that you've been thinking about, like, that there's no point of school teaching about segregation and racism and all those things.
Yeah.
And actually there's a movement that's going on right now that they're trying to shut down on anything that talks about those kind of things in schools.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That governor, the Florida governor banned all those books that teaches, those books that schools to teach anything to do with racism and segregation that students don't need to know about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, but how, if you're saying that education can help us, can help change our nature,
right,
of being good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
So then how are we going to change if they're taking all these education things that we need to know so we can be good?
Because
I feel that let me add it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's okay for people to understand, like this generation to understand, this is what black people went through 400 and something years ago, you know. Mm-hmm. And this is what happened to these people at this time, right?
Right.
Even though there's no benefit to it, there's no like help, or it's like if you look at it the way you're looking at it, there's no benefit, or it's just like making people hate each other more. Mm-hmm. But what benefit is it to us, if to this generation, if they don't know their history? What is it going to help them, like, be better people if they don't know their history?
Okay, when it comes to history, I think history should only be taught, like I said, if it helps us understand the society now, and if it can help us progress in life. Like, if it's like history of medicine, history of engineering, stuff like that, we can use what was learned there and, you know, streamline processes nowadays to make things better, more efficiently, stuff like that. But when it comes to stuff like that, I think we've gotten to a point in society where, how you said, in America, for example, we're so diverse. The world is so diverse because back then, it was like where you grew up, that's where you died, right? You never really traveled because there was no such thing as planes, mm-hmm. social media, stuff like that. But nowadays, it's like we're so diverse that I don't think we can ever get to a point like that again, because why would I treat somebody that so bad just because of the color of their skin if that's my brother, that's my friend at school, right? I think we're so diverse that slavery, segregation, all of that if we didn't know that it existed before, we wouldn't even think anything of it, because I would wake up, go to school, and I see all these different types of races, and it's like, oh, they're just my friends, they're just people like me. But back then, you wake up and you went to school with, you know what I'm saying, you went to school with people that looked exactly like you, and then once other races or whatever were introduced, it's like, huh, who are you, right? Yeah. But nowadays, it's like, that's my wife, or that's my brother, that's my best friend, that's my sister. So why would I do that if those are people that I, if those are, they're part of a group of people that I love, of a person that I love.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the human, like, things that can change, can bring the change, is like what you're talking about right now. Like, things that can bring the change is what you're talking about. Like, you know, like, I think with education, mm-hmm. also, by understanding that this is what happened back in the day, we shouldn't, like you said in the beginning, like, shouldn't be repeated again.
Right.
These were evil things that were did in the back, like Holocaust.
Yeah.
Should we just not talk about it at all? You know, because that was evil.
It was.
You know, and back then, there's people that saw it happening but didn't want to say anything about it. Mm-hmm. Should we just be like that again?
We shouldn't.
Yeah. And there's people back then that didn't like slavery, mm-hmm. but
they didn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. And the problem, I think the reason why they talk about it even to today is because there's still places that this is still going on. Like, there's still slaves. There's people that are still dealing with slavery, even now. Mm-hmm. And so if we don't talk about it, I don't think we're helping anyone. We're not really bringing that change between us as human beings. Even though, for some people, I think it sort of depends on some people. There's some people that will read that story and immediately just hate the other race. Mm-hmm. And there's people that will read that story and be like, man, that sucked. I shouldn't act like that to these people now. You know, their ancestors went through all that stuff.
Right.
I shouldn't be acting like that. Mm-hmm. But then there's families that encourage encouraging their children to be to act like that towards other races.
Yeah.
And so, even though some people might want to be like, we need to stop this racism stuff and just teach love and teach, mm-hmm. you know. But what about that parent that just continued what their ancestor did, owning slavery and treating them bad? And that's what the story has gone through generation, and they look at other races as still inferior.
Right.
You know, and so that's kind of tough. Mm-hmm. It's not really bringing any change.
Yeah. I think the only way that what I'm saying would work out if it was completely, like, out, but that's very hard to do.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think there's a lot of things we can do as humans to be good people and to maintain the goodness that we have in us. But I think, like, this is still a discussion that can go on and on and on about if humans are good or evil, you know? But then our surrounding and the people we interact with in school and everywhere affects the way what we are. Affects what we are.
Yeah.
If I have goodness in me and I'm around evil people, I immediately am going to switch
to the evil side.
Yeah, to the evil side. Because I don't want to be taking advantage. It's like a, exactly. like a survival thing,
right?
For humans.
Mm-hmm.
And like we say, like when things are during like COVID, like I give an example about milk to a neighbor.
Yeah.
It's survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets to the point that you have to survive here, a human is not going to be good.
Exactly.
You know? But when things are good, humans can be good.
Mm.
That's my conclusion.
Okay. When things are good. Okay, so you think we can only be... Okay, so you think in times of survival, like your life depends on it.
Yes.
We're always, no matter what, going to choose evil before good.
Yeah, when things are bad.
When things are bad?
Yeah.
I think I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah. And for me, sometimes there's one thing I've been thinking about. Like, you know, like when we talk about good, is good and like something we could like do? Like it's something that we need to, we become?
Like what is good?
What is good? Like what is like, I feel like goodness, being good is something we do. It's not something we become.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like it's, you do good to others.
Right.
But can you become good?
Can you become good?
I think we only become what we continue to do, like
right.
what we do over and over. So if you keep doing good over and over and over, become your nature. It
right.
becomes
okay.
what, like a, like something you like. You don't even like think about it.
So it's like your actions define who you are. Basically.
Yes. So becoming like... Basically, I think society just forces us to become good.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, oh, I went and, you know, went and volunteered at the animal shelter. I was good.
Right.
Then if, you know, you top yourself and I'm like, I did good.
You weren't good. You did good.
Yeah. So being good is not something we become. It's something we do.
Okay.
Like, I think that's like something that somebody, we need to pound on, like, and then try to think about, are we, like, naturally good, or is something that we just need to work on to do good over and over, that it's our nature?
Mm. So, okay, let me ask you a question. If, let's say, there was this town, let's say you were born in a town where just an island, just secluded from the outside world, and you were never exposed to anything that you deem bad, would you think there would ever be a point to like where you would do something bad? Like you never knew what stealing was, what killing was, death, and none of that. Like lying, you never know. Would you think you would come to a point where, or anybody would come to a point that they would start lying and stealing and doing what we think is bad?
Like, I think you'd be exposed in one way or the other, like, you know, through media, you know. Let's say you don't want to get exposed to that stuff. Maybe you will just know what you know. Like you just take to what you've known all along. You will not know anything good,
right?
Or bad.
Bad.
You just do whatever you've been taught to do.
You wouldn't think you would ever get to a point where, oh, that candy looks so good. Let me just.
I think so.
Asking.
Like you'd be like, do I have to ask
right.
or just take it?
Mm-hmm. So that means even though you weren't exposed. Or you it didn't is, know what lying
it
was.
It is in you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You still go, just take it just because I want to eat it.
Right.
Even though you're supposed to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You just take it.
Yeah.
Because at your home, you didn't ask. And then you go to somebody's home because that candy's over there. Should you ask first? I think education is important because like the people, like when you grow up with the people, they need to teach you like if, at your home, you don't have to ask. You can just go and take something and eat.
Right.
But if you go to someone's home, you don't just go in there. You don't just take it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you can ask, can I have one of these?
Yeah.
Or, but if you're not taught that, do you think you would do that? Or you're just like, it's food, I just take it.
Just take it. Or, okay, well, would you take it because you want to steal it? Or would you take it because you just thought that was normal?
I don't think in your mind you're like, you're stealing it. Because what you've been taught is like, people just share right. food, right? Mm-hmm. But there's people, but then you go to a culture like or somewhere that people don't believe that. Mm-hmm. They'll think, why is he eating my food?
Yeah.
You know? So I think education plays a huge role in how we behave and our morality too.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Like being able to get those basics from your parents. Like, hey, don't do that. Don't touch that fire. It'll burn you.
Yeah.
You know, those basic things that kids have to go through to learn. Mm-hmm. I think those also shapes and make us change how we act as human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yes. So that was it for today. And I feel like I think we touched a lot of stuff, right?
We did.
And so we invite you to join the conversation. And if you have any point that you want to share with us, like one of challenges, or there's something they felt like we didn't explain correctly, or that just like poked something in your brain and you're like, damn, I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
But this is what I was thinking. Please reach out and just let this conversation go and let's try to be good humans and try to be, you know, even though we have some evil in us, I think good can oversee evil.
Yeah.
And we can try to be good people and good human beings in this universe. So thank you so much for listening to Mutunuwatu, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
You've been listening to Mutunuwatu Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening to our show. Don't forget to subscribe and click on that notification button so you get notified when you upload a new episode. You can also listen to all our episodes at mutunuwatu.com or your favorite podcast app. Follow us also on Facebook and Instagram, and thank you very much.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.